Hello, welcome back. We are still live from Stereolux for Festival Indigène, and we are coming to the last interview of this live session. We are joined now by Carol and Carlos from The Sunflowers. Hello.
Hi. Hello.
Welcome. How are you? Are you well?
Yes.
Fine.
Good, good. We did ask that before going live. Well, it's good to establish that you're well.
Ben has a rule that we're not allowed to make small talk before because he wants you as the listeners to have all the potentials.
The details.
Yeah. You know, just in case we ask a question like, where did you come from today? And you as listeners don't get to hear that. So where did you come from today? Did you come from Portugal? Where have you been?
Brest.
Okay, yeah. not too far. Lots of bands that play in Nantes from Brest. So I wanted to... what did I want to say? I've already forgotten. So, yes. Your album, The Intergalactic Guide to Find the Red Cowboy, is our album of the week. And we've been playing it as our listeners, and Fleur and I both know very well a lot. And
Four times a day, in fact.
Four times a day. My question to you is, by the end of the album... Are we meant to have found the Red Cowboy?
Oh, well, I think I have the answer for that, because I didn't have before this tour, but now I realize that we are the Red Cowboy.
Yeah.
So you have to come and see us to see what the Red Cowboy is. So I'm not going to tell you, because you have to see it for yourself.
So all the people in the different galaxies out there, as it is an intergalactic
guide, yeah.
This is where the Red Cowboy is. If you have been listening to it four times a day and you are so stressed by the idea of never finding the Red Cowboy, you can come to Stereolux tonight.
I can't wait.
And also, Stereolux tonight, we have to say this, because there are not one, not two, not three, but four groups playing tonight. It's starting promptly at 8:15.
Yes,
so
with
be
you
there.
Guys.
Yes,
starting
with us.
At 8, well, nominally 8, but probably by 8:15. Definitely by 8:15. The journey to find the Red Cowboy will be beginning. So if you're not there, you're not going to find him, and you'll get lost in space forever. So make sure you're there. Guys, we've never seen you live before. We've heard things about you performing
live.
Well,
that makes it sound bad. We've heard good things about you performing live.
And your music, in the album, as I've been saying all week, is kind of revved up, I think is a term I've been using a bit. And,
bit of an understatement there.
Yeah, and charged up. But you get even more crazy when you're on stage. Is that right?
I like to think so, yeah.
Yeah, we try to, at least.
How does it work? Because you both sing. Do you have the drums... sort of at the front of the stage as well? Can you make eye contact?
Usually side by side.
Side by side, yeah.
Yeah.
And that's an interesting thing, having a drummer that sings.
Yeah. I play the harmonica as well in one song.
So you're drumming and playing the harmonica at the same time.
Needs to be seen to be believed. So, a while back we interviewed Spring King, and their drummer and singer, lead singer Tarek, described feelings of, not feelings, actually throwing up on stage, having exerted himself so much he can't eat till 3 hours before. Is it a struggle?
Well, sometimes I feel like I'm going to pass out.
Oh, yeah.
Because there are some songs that are...
Yeah. Which song? Oh, or is that a secret?
Keep an eye out.
The one with your harmonica,
yeah.
The SLA piece is just too much. And sometimes I feel like I'm going to pass out, but then I'll just... pull myself and then go through the song without passing out and without throwing up on anything.
Yeah. So. Okay. Well, I wanted to ask about your song Post Breakup Stoner, because I have to say, I don't know why, probably sounds very sad, but I do the morning show, and so there's one track at 9 which comes automatically in radio, and then at 10 I get to, you know, this is really big stuff, I get to choose which track of the album I want to play. And I have to say, that is it's a favourite one. I'm not sure what it is about it, but there's just something that kind of gets me going and gets, obviously, everyone else in Nantes going for the day.
Because it's really, really pretty, you know, just to go like this, kind of dancing and stuff.
Yeah, it's a little boppy.
Does that come from kind of... When you write also, that I should also talk about the other song, Forgive Me, Father, For I Have Sinned.
Yeah.
Which has very, very dark lyrics, I think, having listened to it several times and sometimes a day, and read the lyrics as well. And I'm wondering, where do you get your lyrics from? I mean, not that you get them from somewhere, but what are the inspirations? Is it just throwing words together to see what comes, or are you telling a story?
For this album, we recorded some old songs and some new songs. We had to write some lyrics in the studio, so it was kind of... I know we made it up on the spot, so it was
some.
But
I know. I think some of the songs we just followed the mood, you know, like that one, the darker one, that was perfect for something like killer. Just I want to kill somebody, And please forgive me for that.
Like Hasta La Pizza, Rest in Pepperoni is just like, we had to write some lyrics, so we just put some words together. And it sounded cool. And it was like inspired in a scene that happened to us where we ordered a pizza. We are two pizzas, and the guy only brought one.
Gosh.
And
sounds terrible, right?
We were so pissed at him.
Well, I think that really comes across in the song, the heartbreak.
Now it makes sense.
Yeah, the pepperoni that never arrived.
Yeah, rest in pepperoni.
Well, guys, I mean, I am, as I said, have been hearing about you live and have obviously been listening to you regularly every day. I mean, how when you're writing a song or even recording it, how much do you think about how well that will translate onto a live stage? Do you think this song would work well live? We'll play this at blah, or is it a kind of an emotion that overcomes you and leads you to write?
I think it's both. Yeah, because the good thing about us is that we really complement each other. Is that a word?
Like
soulmates. You know, I like to say that. So sometimes he thinks, okay, this is perfect for the song, and I'm thinking, can we play this live? Can we not play this live? And it's like, let's just record it and then we think about it.
Yeah.
And other times it's the opposite. We just play a song. It sounds really cool playing it live, and then we record it and it sounds nice. So I think it's both.
And do you believe in extraterrestrial life?
It does.
Yeah.
I don't.
No, but I saw that movie Signs, you know, when I was like a kid, and it really freaked me out, so I'm kind of afraid of that. I try not to think about it.
Every time the scene that the alien shows up with the kids all screaming.
Yeah, I hate that scene.
She just starts, gets really impressed.
I'm just wondering, are all your albums going to be, not all of them, but are you planning to continue with the space theme in general?
I don't think so. I don't know. We
might know.
Yeah, when we start recording, we'll think about it. I don't know. I don't even know if our next record is going to be like rock. Cool. Probably like experimental electronics.
can we talk more about this?
I don't know. We just like to experiment a lot. And yeah, we usually don't think things through till we start recording. So just like the vibes are coming from the recording.
Yeah. Would you say you're an anomaly in Porto? Or are you very much...
Are you representative of the scene?
Yeah, that's the word. Thank you for that.
It's okay, Benna.
Oh, I like to think so, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a good scene in Porto, in Portugal in general. And yeah, I like to think...
We are one of the most explosive groups there. And it's super cool to see new bands coming up and trying to be like us sometimes. Yeah. So yeah, I like to think we kind of represent something.
Because you're the second group from Portugal that we've had at the radio. I suppose we're not at the radio at the moment, but the first one, it was completely different, completely different world. It was a Saver, a Portuguese folk but with a twist group, who are playing also here at Stereolux for the Festival Europhonique, which was quite cool. And so I was wondering, we've also been talking a lot to Gaiso Akiol today, and also Tao, about how they're using different kind of music from their homeland, different traditional music to influence, maybe to inform their work. And I'm just wondering about how that ties into your guys. I mean, were you conscious when you became musicians that you had this Portuguese heritage, or is it something that you're kind of definitely not engaging with?
I think every Portuguese has inside him like a feeling of melancholy, which is really, really very present in us. And sometimes we try to run away from that, but other times we can't. Like post-breakup stoner is like, oh, we're super happy, but I'm kind of sad at the same time. So I think that's in us. And I don't know, sometimes I also try to run away from our Portuguese heritage because, well, I don't know.
It's a bit melancholic.
Well, yeah. And I don't know, we feel like we're kind of stuck like in the end of Europe, so we just want to get out and do stuff and then maybe come back home, because it's always nice, you know, we have good food.
As long as you can always find a way home, it's all right.
Yeah. Well, I actually didn't know about the melancholic side of Portuguese people. This is blowing my mind.
Is this, why do you think that is?
The
What do you think it is?
I really don't know.
Because we have enough
Fado. Probably because of Fado, yeah.
Yeah, and all the soldados and stuff. And yeah. It's really present in the, like, oh,
like
100 years ago, it was a good days, and now we're
like
all...
when the sailors went away, and people just sit on the beach, just like crying. It's like, oh, he's never coming home again. And he never did.
Well, it sounds like a good thing that you are there to inject the Portuguese scene with energy and to stop people crying on the beaches and to get them up and dancing crazily along to your music. I think, have you got any more questions, Bernard?
I think I was just commenting on how calm this has been. I think maybe a hangover from our interview with Tao, but yet again, it's a very calm, peaceful atmosphere here.
We are really calm people until we get on stage.
Did you get on stage?
Yeah, people.
I cannot wait to see the transformation tonight, because really, I think you've been one of the most... I use the word crazy too much. I should find a better word. You've been, and also I don't like revved up, which is what you said earlier. You've been one of the most energetic albums of the week that we have had for a long time. We've had some quite soft, quite lovely albums of the week. But really, I think next week I'm going to miss.
It very much dictates our mood over the week, what
and
we
also
listen to.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, so thank you very much for having made an album that became our album
us.
Of the week, because we are both enjoying it a lot.
Yes.
And
thanks
thank
for
having
come
and talking to us. Yeah, thank you. Let's have a track. So what is the track? You know what? I know, it's terrible. I wrote out the list of tracks, so I sort of had the power of deciding which track we're going to have. So I think you can guess which track I have decided to play. It is post-breakup stoner. So here it is. It's coming up now, post-breakup stoner by Sunflowers from The Intergalactic Guide to Find the Red Cowboy.
Woo. You're listening to English for Everyone. Tweet us and follow us on Instagram at EU Radio English. And find us on Facebook, EU Radio Nantes English.